John, this next principle is so powerful. It's the productivity principle of direction, and it's based upon Proverbs 20, verse 24. Since the Lord is directing our steps, why try to understand everything that happens along the way?
Yeah, that is very, very interesting because it's talking about direction. But the key point there also is that it says, since the Lord is directing our steps, well, he may be directing our steps, but he may not. We have to first find out whether we are being directed by God or not. So that's a critical point in this lesson here.
Okay, let's visit the Lorette principle. This one's going to be interesting. Direction is primarily for those who want to go somewhere. We all get somewhere, some intentionally, and others with a planned strategy. Either way, we should ask ourselves, is God directing our steps, or are we on our own way? The question is, how can we know that God is directing our steps? First, we must be honest with ourselves and do what we know we should. An honest heart is always looking for and responding to truth. The honesty in our hearts creates an environment where God can influence us through our conscience or through our friends who walk with God.
We wouldn't have to go any further than that. That sums up a lot about direction. First of all, only people that need to have direction are the people that want to go somewhere. If a person is not looking for future, is not looking, planning strategy and going somewhere, he's not even interested in direction. He just wants to respond to what's there. He just wants to live in his own world, and he's not interested in a plan or goals or anywhere. So he doesn't even need direction, because if you were to go on vacation or something and you wouldn't have a plan, you'd wind up somewhere, not intentionally.
Yes.
You know, I mean, so that's a critical point. We have to find out whether God is really directing our steps. And the first point is that we have to be honest with ourselves. People that are honest usually always find their way through life, and they'll just go through a sense of discovery. An honest heart is always looking for a response to good faith and good things that are solid. And so the key to almost everything in life is the honesty of a person.
Yes.
Dealing with yourself. You look in the mirror, and you are honest with yourself, because you can't go anywhere, you can't plan anything, unless you know who you are and where you're at. Because it starts by you looking on a map, I'm here, where am I going? So you have to start with where you're at.
There are three benefits we get by allowing God to direct our steps. Number one, we get a positive walk. God's ordered steps are proven, for he is the way.
That's right. If you check all of history and throughout of history, the people that were moved by God, they found God faithful, God found God's principles trustworthy, and so those steps are proven. It's not a new way. It might be a new way for you, but God's ways have been a proven fact of life, and that brings you a positive walk. You just know that you're going to come out right in the end.
The second is a faith walk. We do not have to understand everything because we know our end.
That's right. There's times in our lives when we are kind of lost. We don't feel like we're going anywhere, but we walk by faith then. In those times, we walk by faith. We travel. We don't see any road signs. We've driven 30 miles. We've not seen a road sign, but you were on the right road sign, so you just keep on driving, keep on riding until you see the next sign. So it's a faith walk. There's times in our life when we practice enough to have faith that we're on the right track from where we were. So again, it comes down to honesty. Follow it, keep on going, and then other signs will show up, and you'll find it.
And number three, a walk in gladness. We know where we are going and what we are doing. That's really what brings joy, huh?
That's really what does, is because you know what your destiny is. You know where you're going to go. Not just to heaven, you just know where you're going to go in life. And that's what brings joy, is because you're not going, you're not just wandering in the wilderness. You are moving towards a target, towards something. And that makes you happy because you can measure it then.
It is easy to walk with God if we know that he is directing our path. Walking with God comes from doing things that we know are pleasing to him. We don't have to understand everything that happens, but we will always have to do what we know is right. Doing wrong kills our faith and brings guilt. Guilt will destroy not only our business, but also our lives, because we lose direction and doubt ourselves.
Oh, that's so powerful. I mean, that there's a big lesson in that, because walking with God comes from doing the things that we know are pleasing to him. And, you know, it's in my walk, I remember saying, like, when I first became a believer, you know, I did not understand a lot of things. I mean, but I walked into things that I knew, and I was just as happy as I am now, and yet I know 100 times more than I did then. I did not understand God's ways. I didn't understand a lot of things that I understand now. But I was just as happy because I was doing what I knew was right. And so every position in life and every point of life that you're walking out, if you just do what you know is right, you'll stay happy and you'll stay positive. And it's part of the faith walk because you have to do the things that make your conscience work in your favor. And then the subconscious picks it up. And then growth comes right along with it. And it's a long lesson in that, but that's a powerful thought there.
Guilt makes us run from our problems and eventually become ashamed of ourselves. But when we do what we know is right, we feel good about ourselves and towards God. We feel free and unashamed. We feel fearless of whom we might run into because the righteous are bold as lions. Not everything we do may work, but we know that by doing right and walking in steps ordered by God, we will win in the end. Since we know we are going to overcome, we don't get discouraged. If we keep walking in his ways, believing and trying to do what we know is right, eventually we will achieve our goals.
I could talk for hours just about experiences. That I always say this, I will always win. I'll always win. I just don't know when. You know, and even dead or alive, yeah. I'll win. Because something that walking with God and walking with his principles and walking with truth and being honest with yourself does something to the character and the nature of a person. He doesn't have to get frustrated when things don't go right. And it may seem like you're losing and stuff like that, but if you're honest with yourself and just follow and just keep on going, you have endurance and you won't be ashamed. You'll be fearless into things, but you're open to education. You're open to understanding and all that. And then that somehow, I can't explain it, but somehow it puts a faith in you that just won't quit. It's like a bowling pin. It's like when you knock it over, it comes back up. We used to have one at home when I was a kid that it was heavy on the bottom, and then you'd knock it over, and you'd watch it a little bit, and it'd just wobble and wobble.
It would come back up.
And then it'd come back up, and then you'd knock it down again. You could not keep it down.
So good.
And a person that's walking with God, you can't keep them down. They keep coming back up because they're founded on principles, and they have direction in their life. And they know that they're right because they may not know everything. They may not be the smartest people, but they know that they're right in where they're at that moment. And they're open to new light and things like that. And so you keep on going. It's just that's why they become fearless. They become unashamed. They become fearless, and they just keep going. They may seem like ignorant and unlearned men, but they'll win.
That's good. It is difficult to accept directions from someone who we don't know or has no previous track record. But the more we learn from God and his ways, the more we will trust in his direction, because he has a history of directing people and making heroes who win at the game of life. It is always important to try to understand why things are the way they are. But there is also a time when we need to just put our trust in God and keep on going. Even if we don't understand everything, we can walk by faith for a while.
That's really true. And you know, the way we learn to trust God is by learning as to who he is and what he is and what he's done. And it's a track record. It's just for ourselves, example, we don't naturally trust a person at first. Trust is earned. Saying like, and as we learn the history of that person, we learn the reputation of the person, his behavior, and the more we understand of that person, then trust is built. So it's kind of a battle, uphill battle, until you reach a certain point, and then at that point you start trusting it. And God is that way, is that in the game of life he's set a rule, and he's his history is good, he's positive, he's there to help us, and we can walk by faith, even though we don't understand everything. We may be the early disciples, they were called ignorant and unlearned men, but they had faith and confidence in something, and they were probably not the smartest people in the world. They were not considered that way.
Huh.
But they had faith and they had trust in God because they understood his behavior and what he stood for. That's powerful.
Only things that move need steering. If we don't believe that God is directing us, we need to reevaluate our actions and intents, because faith and trust come from listening to what truth is speaking to our hearts. When God speaks, we should follow. This will determine God's level of trust in us and our trust in Him. He has lots of good things for us, such as life, liberty, and prosperity, if we allow Him to direct our steps.
That is really true. If our hearts condemn us, it's because we know that we're doing something wrong. And if our hearts condemn us, there's nothing that we can do. It's important to understand this, that it's one thing to trust God, but it's another thing for God to trust us.
I totally believe that.
And because God can only pass on things, and we stop our own growth of knowledge based upon how we function. It's like going up a ladder, saying like, and every ladder has a principle, so it's an order that for climbing. And if you don't deal with the principle of that step, then that step is not there. You can't step on it. So you can't go to the step above that until you deal with the step that's there. Oh, that is very critical. And God functions by His own rules, and so He will not have any trust more than what we are walking into it. And if we deal with every step that we walk into, then God can expose more to us. Same principle in business. And like, if you have a manager, you give him more responsibility based upon your trust in him, based upon his behavior of the past. And he's accomplished this, he's accomplished this, and then you upgrade him. That's the way God is. We trust our managers more. So God trusts us more, and we get more for that then too. That's a very powerful principle in direction. I mean, we're talking about direction.
Practice doing what you know is right for 1 week. You will be amazed at how much you will sense the Lord directing your steps, and you won't insist on understanding everything, because the Lord directs the steps of a good man. Not accepting God's direction is like saying that we are smarter than He is. Only the fool says, there is no God.
Oh, that powerful. You know, not accepting God's direction is like saying that we are smarter than God.
Wow.
And that's a favorite line of mine. I ask people sometimes when they argue with me about certain things, I say, are you smarter than God? And they say, well, no. I say, well, why don't you listen to Him? You know, it's funny how we would not acknowledge that we're smarter than God, but we don't even obey simple commands of God. And if we don't obey them, we're really saying to God, I know more than you do. I'm smarter than you. And that's critical, because God's trust in us based upon what we believe in Him and what we practice. So we have to be careful, or we will act like we know more than God and smarter than God.
How often, John, have you had to change direction in your life? Has that ever happened to you?
All the time. I've never had to do what you call a lot of major changes.
Not from north to south, but maybe from north to northeast.
Always. That's a constant. So it's not like U-turns, or it's not like 90-degree angles. It's like a constant steering of right and wrong, left and right. You know, it's a constant steering of making adjustments as you go along. Downsizing in a business is because you don't make the little adjustments along the way. It's like you go too far in a direction without analyzing it and without seeing ahead or watching the direction, and then you get out of touch, and then you get in trouble. Then you got to make big changes. And I live under constant change even to this day right now. You know, I still make changes as you go along. It's a common thing to live in little changes. Big changes are really hard, and we won't make them unless we're forced to. So when our businesses collapse, our lives collapse, our marriages collapse, then we will be forced to make major changes. But that's unnecessary, because you can make little changes and you can avoid the big ones by just constantly making little changes. It becomes more consistency. But this principle is the principle of direction, and it is to follow direction. That's
now, one other thought I want to mention, because you say this a lot. People will make the comment, God told me, God told me. At that point, you pretty much cut off then the people helping to direct your life at that point.
That's right. When a person comes to me for advice and then they tell me, well, God told me and God told me this and God told me that. And then I say, well, if God told you, why ask me? A lot of times I don't believe that God told them.
Yes.
But once that's the real belief in a person, you don't have to argue with it, because you're not going to argue against with them anyhow. And when sometimes people say, oh, God told me, and I say, well, I doubt that was God. I think maybe you told yourself that. because if it violates a principle, then it's not God. Because God, we have to understand that God lives by the laws he's set up. So when a person says that God told me this is okay, and if it directs a violation of God's law, then you can just know that it was not God that inspired them. It was something that they wanted for their favor right now, and so they accepted that. But then sometimes they use God to justify it because their conscience bothers them, or it's just what they'd like to have. And so they think God tells them everything. Not always God. Sometimes it's just for their own sake that they want something.
And we'll find out.
Yeah, we'll find out. Direction, yeah. And in a case like that, I usually tell them, well, hey, let's just live life. You'll find out whether that's true or not. You know, give it time. It'll prove itself. Life always does.
Proverbs 20, verse 24, the productivity principle of direction. Since the Lord is directing our steps, why try to understand everything that happens along the way? How powerful, John.
Oh, yeah, this is a really good principle, because a lot of people are looking for direction in life and they lose their way. But I think it's kind of simple. I mentioned in the principle that current truth is always the current direction. So you have to always stay current with the things that are happening. And the whole key to finding direction is to be honest with yourself. Just flat, plain, honest with yourself. You will not go wrong if you're just honest with yourself, because you will find direction. That means that if you're honest with yourself, you'll keep a clear conscience and you'll walk in truth. Because anybody that really walks and wants to be honest, then walks in truth. When he discovers truth, he will analyze it and then he will accept it. So he'll always walk in light. And then that keeps his conscience clear. That's why he has faith and confidence. He becomes a strong person because he's always walking in direction. He's always walking in truth. And you can't stop the person. He's like that bowling pin. He just keeps coming up. That's the way it is.